Now is the time we have to be concerned about your beauty, because in Egypt they are not accustomed to beautiful people. It's a very powerful statement that there is a part of the world that there's just no such thing as beauty. Everyone is ugly. An ugly, ugly society.
Well, if you meant the difference was between black and white.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's in Hanani. What does that statement mean?
The
beauty
is the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. So you would imagine if you go to any country today, they wouldn't say that. We don't have beauty. Every culture has their standards.
That's what they said about Esther. That every
nationality,
she was the
beautiful
beauty of her nation.
Of their nation. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So in Egypt, it seems though it says. They don't have such a thing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So you have to appreciate it. And maybe there's some depth to this. Is that Sancheiriv ba, the Ubildel kol humans. Sancheiriv came along. He was Mabalbel kol humans. Everyone has taken. It doesn't just mean that Sancheiriv came and he relocated nations to different regions of the world. It means more. It means that he put the values of every nation in the other nation. Everyone shares concepts, values that until that point in time other nations wasn't important to them. Before it seems from Rashi, if you want to take Rashi in the very face value, is that in Egypt there was no such thing as beauty. The whole concept of beauty, who cares? Who cares? Yavon, that was the spitz. That everything has to be just perfect. Beauty. Yaftim Kim Liyafas. Egypt, Mitzrayim, who cares? And then when a beautiful...
It wasn't their priority, or they didn't...
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. And today, obviously, we live in a world, we live in the global village. We know you could have close video footage of what's going on in Ukraine. We live in a whole different world today where there's no question. Every person is nishba from what's going on all over the world. If there's something that's valuable in another part of the world, we all want part of it. And the whole world turned today, due to technology, into the global village. Well, Sancheiriv did the same thing. Boss Sancheiriv will bilbil his kol ha'olam. He was mabalbal the whole world. Simply, that means that he relocated populations from one place to another. But in addition to that, is he made the world into a global village by giving everyone the values of each other. So, when Yosef came, Yosef was beautiful. Masalsel Basara, Yosef was supposed to be. Well, what Chazal says, he's really supposed to be a girl. Isn't that what it says? There's all this Kabbalistic stuff that Leah, she made a din, the Atzma, and Ra, they switched the Uber, the fetus, with Rachel, that...
It's one of the first to say that's why Dina, but they'd say Dina,
right.
Not Leah.
Because she was really Yosef.
She was supposed to be a boy.
She was a tomboy.
Right.
Okay, but when Yosef came, it says Bonos, the women, they saw something they never saw before. They saw a handsome young man. In any event, we're just comparing the word sure. Pasuk this is the page. Hakel Tam Dark Hakadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. His way is perfect. Imras Hashem Tzurufa. This is powerful stuff. These pesukim. The words of Hashem is Tzurufa is purified. Mogenu. The word of Hashem is a shield. L'chol Hachoisim Bo to all those that seek refuge in Hashem. Obviously, this pasuk definitely touches upon the basic principle. How come my yarmulke looks so big?
Your head shrunk.
I think I got the wrong size. I bought a new yarmulke, I got the wrong size.
Four or five?
I got the wrong size. I got
two. Like my grandfather.
It looks like
your grandfather wore one of these biggies, no? I mean, like my grandparents. They both
stood up. Like
it's too big. This yarmulke is too big. It looks funny.
Head.
All right, whatever. We'll have to.
You have some?
Get another one.
I don't have any.
Imras Hashem Tzurufa Moginu L'chol HaChesimo. Obviously, this pasuk touches upon the theme that Torah is Megin. The learning of Torah provides shelter and protection. Chazal say the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. When a person does a mitzvah, at the time when he's doing the mitzvah, he is protected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's granted a certain siyata d'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him from harm. But when a person engages in the study of Torah, he also there's also protection, but the difference is, when it comes to a mitzvah, he's only protected at the time when he is busy with the mitzvah. Torah has a power that it protects the person after, even after he stops learning, the impact of the Torah is megin even when he's not actually involved in the study of Torah. Obviously, this pasuk here touches upon that theme where it says, Magenu, that Torah is a shield. L'chol ha'choysim, the words of Hashem. What else are we referring to? We'll see Chazal in a few moments. Hakel Hashem tamim darko, his way is perfect. Imras Hashem, the words of Hashem, tzudufa, purified. Magenu, Hashem is a magen, or in this context, it can mean also that the words of Hashem is a shield. L'chol, for all those ha'choysim bo, that seek refuge, bo in Hashem. It doesn't say bo. So Imras is feminine, but okay, we'll have to analyze this a little bit more in a few moments. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kimi Elokami Baladei Hashem.
Who is the Torah to say? Magen, who is Hashem?
No, Hashem, right, that's what I said. Hashem is Magen, but there is a principle, we all know that there is a principle that Torah is also called, is also a Magen. Okay, let's see. We'll see the commentators in a few moments. Let us get the basic gist. Now we go to Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kimi Elokami Baladei Hashem. Who is there? What God? Who is like Hashem? Kimi, who is like? What does it mean you hear me? Me means who can be compared to you? Is there anyone in this world that can be compared to Hashem Eloka, Elokam, God? Mi balade, besides you, Hashem. Umi tsur, can there be any rock that can be compared? Zulasi, Elokeinu, besides our God. The words here are very, very precise, very terse. Let's see one thing at a time. Let's go back and look at these three psukim in the Mitzudos David on page 155. Kimi, good morning, Mark Plotnik. Lamed, mi v'cha, bevit choyncha, mi, who is like you? So right, the Mitzudos David, he adds in a critical word to make sense out of this pasuk. Faith. Who is like you, Bevit Choyncha? Who is like you, Hashem? Mivicha, who is like you? We're adding a very critical word. It is only through faith, having faith in Hashem, do I have the ability to Orutz Gidut. Orutz means Lemachaneh Oyev, I can run. He's adding in more words, Lemachaneh, to the camp of the enemy. He's defining the word Gidud, toward, that's very important. Limachne, toward, excellent. The Lamedon here is coming to add, to inject in the Pasuk, who can run into a battalion. What does a gedud literally mean? A battalion. In this context, it means into a machane hoyev, into an army. V'lo iram, I'm not afraid. Uve ezer eloka, and now he adds in more words, and through the help of Hashem, Adaleg alachema lichpoy shoir, I can climb over the wall to conquer the city. So he has added in quite a number of words into this pasuk, and you can be certain whenever a mefarash is compelled to inject words into the pasuk that do not appear, that means that this pasuk is going to be subject to many, many other interpretations. Once you're coming to acknowledge that there's no way you can read this word literally, this pasuk literally, and you have to manipulate the words and add in, so we're looking over here for a lot of trouble. So again, according to the Mitzvah Smivacha, who is like you, Hashem? And now we add in, and through having faith in you, I can orutz, I can run, I can head directly, as the Mechol pointed out, ligidut, lamed, towards an army that is coming my way, and have no fear that I will be harmed. And in fact, uvei loikai, through the salvation, the help, the assistance of Hashem, adaleg, sure, I have the ability to jump over a wall, over the lines of defense, and over their defense and attack. Let's see, pasuk lamed aleph.
So this is defensive wall.
This for the enemy. It's the enemy's defensive wall, correct?
Right, so this is the first expression we have, the word defensive wall.
A defensive wall?
No.
Today is Shushan Purim. The cities that are Mukafa is Choyma, Mimos Yashua Benun. Wall, you see, we're very good. Today it's Hashkocha practice. We're learning about Ashur on Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim is all about a wall. A wall, isn't that Hashkocha practice? Hakel Tamim Darko. Let's see Pasuk Lamed Aleph from the Mishnah Stavit. Pasuk Lamed Aleph says Tam Darko Ligmol LaAdam Kimifaloi Kadosh Baruch Hu. He rewards. See, this is very interesting how we learn Pshat, that this Pasuk is discussing reward, punishment. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, payback. He is Tamim Darko. He is complete in his way to reward and punish LaAdam Kimifaloi according to his deeds. Imras Hashem is Serufa, Mitzudas Tavit, page 155. Kikesef Tzaruf She'en Boi Sig, like silver that has no impurities. Kain Imras Hashem V'Hafta Chosai, someone who has faith in Hashem, Ein Bo Dover Botel, nothing goes to waste. Mogain Machaseh Ki Mogain, Hashem is a shield, is a refuge, like a shield. Ki Mi Eloka Pasal Amabez, Hashem B'Yodai, Koyach Limchos B'Yodai. He learns in Pasal Amabez, Mi Ki Mi, who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides you, Mitzur Zulosi Elokeinu. He's adding in quite a bit of commentary. No one can protest. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something, there is no way anyone in this world can go up against Hashem. Hashem Asher B'yodei HaKoyach Limchospo. There is no one. In another way, I made a mistake. Ki mi Elokai Asher B'yodei HaKoyach Limchos B'yodei. When Hashem wants to do something, there is no one that can go against Hashem's will. Okay, there's no way you can, like I said, there's no way you can protest against Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is infinite. Okay, let's see Rashi. Pasuk Lamed. Ki v'cha b'miv tochacha. So we see that the Mitzudas David drew his interpretation from Rashi. Through having faith in you, I can orutz, I can enter into an enemy camp without any fear, and uvei loikai, adalek shur, kishabo li lochem al yivus. So Rashi l'shitosa. Rashi, as we're getting the flavor very often, is looking for a story. Unlike the Mitzvah Stavah that just takes this pasuk in generic terms, casual, just describe Kodesh Baruch Hu in the way Kodesh Baruch Hu leads this world, Rashi is always looking to put a story, to take a pasuk and find an event in the life of David and tell you it was in reference to this specific event that we find in Sefer Shmuel, where we David expresses praise to Hashem. Kishabo lilochem al Yevus. David went to battle on the nation of Yevus. Okay, Yevus is, in fact, isn't Aravna Hayevusi. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is built on the territory of Yevus. There are seven Kenani nations, and Yevus is the location where the Beis Hamikdash is built, and he went to war. Now the actual Oren, the Yerushalayim itself, the Makom Harabayis, was actually purchased with money that was collected from the entire Klal Yisrael. So that was actually purchased. There were three parts of the Eretz that were purchased, and that was no one Aravna Yevusi, Chevron, Maaris Machpelah, and Shechem. That's all. That goes together. There were three parts. B'mea Kisita, Yitzchak. Is that correct? Yitzchak. Yitzchak bought, what did he buy it for? Why did he buy Shechem for?
What was the reason? Didn't Yaakov buy it?
Yaakov, I don't know.
Yaakov, when they destroyed, when they took out Dinah.
Yeah.
No, he didn't buy it.
B'meya Kisita. He said that it was purchased for 100 Kisita. Yikin Shem Chelkas Ha'aretz. B'meya Kisita.
I think he built up his bear there, Yaakov.
Yeah, I don't remember. All I remember is that there are three parts. There are three parts of Eretz Yisrael that were paid for fair and square. Many years ago, I told this to you many times. Many years ago, I remember they 400 shekel kes over la seicher. Many years ago, they made a calculation. Someone was very knowledgeable. He made a calculation of $3 million
with
the wells. Yitzhak. Yitzhak, when he bought the wells, he bought one of the properties there for 100 kesita. And what else? And we know that what is our arba meos shekel kesef oiver la soicher. So many years ago, so many calculations, about $3 million. The ma'oras nachpelos, today it's not so bad. $3 million. But today, if you go to Afghanistan, one guy a little cave. How much would it cost to buy a little cave today in Afghanistan?
With the scrolls or without the scrolls?
Without the scrolls.
In Bora Bora.
How much would it cost to buy a little cave today in Afghanistan?
Indoor plumbing?
First 50 cents? I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what it cost. But he paid, they paid approximately...
How much they paid for Manhattan?
$8.
$24.
How much?
$24.
$24? Let's see if I have it in my wallet.
Well, the market went down. The market's going down. Today. The future, so it's
$24. That's why Manhattan is the financial capital of the world. It's the only part of America that was acquired legally. Look, it's not a joke. Russia's demanding, you know, if you listen to some of their ministers, they demand that America give back Alaska. They say Russia says that America stole Alaska from Russia. They're going to go to war. What's the difference? What's the difference taking back Ukraine versus taking back Alaska? No difference. Ukraine used to be part of Russia, and the Soviet Union collapsed, and they separated.
Excuse me, Russia was part of the Ukraine.
Ooh.
Ukraine was a country. No. Historically speaking, there was a Ukraine before there was a Russia. It was only the land of the Rus, and the capital of what was the land of the Rus was Kiev. That was the capital
of the whole Russia.
It was the land of the Rus.
And the first place they went
with the word Russia.
So the Ukraine should invade Russia.
Absolutely right.
Ukraine should invade Russia and take back their empire.
Then they expanded. This is history.
Yeah, okay, 100%.
Ukraine existed before Russia.
It all depends. What is the starting point? Where do you want to... Eventually, the further you go back, it's all musical chairs. The question is, where do you want to start from? Where's your point? It's scary stuff. Listen, you know, the whole...
Be careful how you use that argument, because remember history.
Oh, that's the only answer. That's the only answer.
That's
it all
right.
Comes down to that.
That's right.
If you don't come onto that, there's no logic behind anything. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. And anyway, going back over here, we have over here in this Rashi, Kishaboli Lochim Ayibos. What?
We bought Alaska. That was Seward's folly.
I don't know.
We bought Alaska in the end. We chased them out because they were moving into California already.
Well, did you find the pasuk?
I don't know. I hear. Let's see Rashi. In any event, Yavus was acquired. The Harabayas was acquired by David for 50 right. Shkolim, and the 50 Shkolim came from a collection of the entire Klal Yisrael. But the rest of the territory was conquered by David, part of the mitzvah of the Chivshu Asaretz, part of the mitzvah of Kibush Aretz. Yerushalayim, it would appear that Yerushalayim HaKadosh was conquered. It was not purchased. The only thing that was purchased was the Har Habayis. Okay, only the Har Habayis was purchased. What? Really?
I just got a flash on my phone.
Really? Wow.
First it says he was a...
Rav Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Who passed away.
What?
That's what he said.
That's what it said on my phone now. I just,
wow. Yeah.
It was just a flash.
Where was your client born?
Wow. Woo.
At least they were... He was undergoing resuscitation, it said, and then it said that he passed away. Now I don't see it.
Where was he born?
Woo!
My grandson was there.
Wow. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Woo! What is it now in Eretz Yisrael?
It's 7 hours. 6 hours later. 6 hours later. They didn't change the clock.
5:06.
406.
No,
that's
406.
Right.
406.
Changing
tomorrow.
Right.
So the volume
would
say Shabbos.
Right.
Do it like Reb Leib. They'll do it like Reb Leib.
I know.
Are you sure?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did it for the Yeshiva world.
It was a world without the Chazanish. It was a world with the Chazanish, now there's a world without the Chazanish. It was a world with the Chazanish, yes. Now there's a world without the Chazanish.
Wow. Who's now the head?
The boys were just, they were just there a week before last.
Hope they got a door there. We still have Kamenevsky. We have Rav Yankov Kamenevsky.
All right, let's learn.
If we're talking already, tomorrow's the yahrzeit of Rabbi Eli Teitelbaum.
It was a big topic, a little title.
Yeah. And also the Gera Rebbe, the Menachem was also, I think. Tomorrow?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
All right, I don't know what I'm saying. We'll see what's going to be. All right, let's learn a little bit. Okay, let's learn a little bit. I don't know what to say. There's nothing. Rabbi Yaski, you once told me that when Aaron was nifter.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit of the story.
No, I just remember when a bocher came into the into our classroom and told, we were saying Tillim in the morning, and the bocher came and whispered in Rabbi Edelman's ear, and he just collapsed on the desk. His head slammed down on the table. Rabbi Edelman.
He collapsed.
His head hit with a thud. His head hit the table. You know, I still remember.
What was it, a Friday?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's younger than that. The Leviah was, forget it.
It was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
The
Leviah was on
the... We were all at the Leviah, because it was around the corner. The Pike Street Shul.
No, it was a
weekday. It was around the corner from the Ferris Shul Schleif. No.
You see, it's very bad for, you know, it's in America, because they're gonna have a Leviah, a Shul Mitzvah Shabbos, and no one in America will be able to watch. In America, they can have a Mitzvah Shabbos. So in America, you know, if it's happening during the week, every single yeshiva, B'li Yitzim and HaKlal, whatever, hookah.
Yeah, the hookah. They did it with...
But I can't do it. They're not going to do it because it's Shabbos.
American, you don't have it.
They can have it Mitzvah Shabbos. Right? What are they going to have Leviah? Mitzvah Shabbos.
Why not? Well, have Leviah now.
They're having it right now?
Yeah. The front has Leviah. They have 2 hours.
I don't think they're going to do it. Whatever. I don't know if they're going to do it in my business. I don't know. It's not Mestava they're going to do it now. For the Gadol Hador, they can have no Esfedim and just... It'll be Chil Shabbos. It's not enough time to be ready for Shabbos. It's Chil Shabbos, not going to do it. So you know, if it has happened during any other time of the week, there's no doubt in anyone's mind, every single yeshiva in the whole America, from the most modern to the most right wing, will have a big screen in the Beis Medrash, a live hookup, and the Rebbeim will, you know. And now Shabbos, nothing. Mamash, nothing. Unbelievable. All right, I don't know what to say. What is that? Unbelievable. All right, let's learn. We're learning here about Mogin. We're learning here about this pasuk. Ibn Asa to Hakel Tavim Darko, Imachem Sulufa, Mogin Hu, Lachol Hachay Simboi. A Mogin, person who's a Mogin, Lachol Hachay Simboi, Nu. Ay, ay. Takes time to sink in. Arles Tan Uve, Lokaya Dalek Shur, Kishabo, Lilochim, Al Yavus, Yomar, Al Kolmaka, Yavusi, Yel Roish, Ulasar. Okay, we're learning over here. We're learning over here about Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. Yerushalayim Mirakodesh was conquered by. Okay, let's learn a little bit today. Yerushalayim was conquered by. It was conquered by Yevus. Okay, Rabbi said we have to learn a little bit. Okay. Okay, all right. Makomaki was Yil Rosh Lassar, Heavy Yoy Birosh Ranon, Ikifofoy, Vinit Leboy. What happened? Yoyev came, Birosh Ranon, Ukifofoy, and Vinit Leboy, Ola Alachim, and Yoyev came, and he took a certain type of tree called a Virosh Ranon, a fresh. Ranon means fresh. A Virosh, it's a variety, some type of tree. I don't know what kind of variety it is. Ukifofo, and he bent it, and he bent it down. The nidle boy, and he ascended. This nidle really means to be hung. The solui boy, okay. The ola alachaim, and he ascended the wall. Omar David, and it was he used this tree maybe to catapult himself. Somehow he used this tree as some type of means of ascending the wall. It sounds like a slingshot. What?
It's not.
It could be. I don't know. It's some type of tree which is bendable. And it seems that what Yoav did is he bent the tree down and ascended the top of the tree, and they let go, they released the pressure. He catapulted like a slingshot. He was able to jump a very, very, very creative way to get on top of the wall. And when he got on top of the wall, he went and he shouted to the people, warning them that they're all doomed. And he said to them, V'ol alochem omar, alochem omar David, Yehelmeini tzadik, Yehelmeini tzadik. I'm sorry. Okay. Kitzur like the Shvarach Lesachem v'dileg v'dileg. Now, what does that mean? Over Yehelmeini tzadik. Maybe you want to help me with this over here. What it says in the English, I don't know what this means.
Okay. Read the phrase. I'm in the English.
No. I'll just read the whole English. The Rashi. Do you have the Judaic in front of you?
When he came to wage war against the Yebus, and he said, "Whoever smites the Yebusim shall be a leader and a prince." Yoav brought a green juniper tree, it says here, bent it over, suspended himself on it, and scaled the wall. David said, in a different part of Tehillim, "May a righteous man smite me with loving kindness." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered the wall, and he scaled it.
So David was not happy that Yoav succeeded. Let's see the Zifsei Zekeinim. Okay, this is a basic psukim. I'm embarrassed. I don't know what the psukim are in Sefer Shmuel. Basic story. Look at the first pasuk Dalet. Adalik Shur. Ein Perish Rashi Zalu.
It's in Shmuel.
It's in the Medrash.
Okay,
let's look at this. Let's look at this Zekeinim. Adalik Shur. Ein Perish Rashi Zalu. It's in Lema. Kiviroish Ranon Hu. Nichfaf, a roish ranon nichfaf roitz. He bent it down to the earth. Kish adam oiches banafav. Okay, so when a person grabs onto the leaves, when you grab on, it's soft. This type of branch, obviously, it's soft enough that you can pull it down. You can bend down to the ground. Mash ain came shori lanas. Came here shrashes al v'asher. V'zelosh named shkuv bialkut. Yoyev hevi v'roish ranon echad v'kavoy beitzel achoyim v'kavav v'roish shayirach. Yoyev was the general of David Hamelach. He took this roish, he grabbed hold of the leaves, he pulled it down to the ground, he ascended it, because it's soft. V'ochaz boy David, and David held it down. Mm-hmm. So here he's adding in the very important detail. The one that was holding down the tree was David. The kofatz Yoav al roishoy shel David. Yoav, he jumped on the head of David. V'nit lo baroish, and he grabbed on, it says, to the Rosh. Omar David, Yehelmeini tzadik. Yehelmeini tzadik. So what does that mean, Ramchol? It says,
May a tzadik strike me with loving kindness.
May a tzadik strike me with loving kindness. May also, what does that mean exactly? I don't know.
It's in
later on. That's a quote describing the situation. May also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kitzar es HaChoyma, Hashem, he lowered the wall. Va'ola acharav David. Shenemar uveloikai through Hashem.
So we're talking about two different incidents here.
No, it seems that that Yoav David was upset.
Did he get launched over the wall?
No, so it seems that Yoav did it. Yoav was launched over the wall, and David was upset that Yoav beat him to it. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's a simple psukim in Shmuel. We have to look up the psukim. I got to do my homework. Okay, we have to do homework for next time. But it seems that David was upset. David was upset that Yoav beat him to it. Ad kan l'shonai, ulefi zeperish Rashi, zal muva me'ila v'kal lo'avin. So it seems that David over here was upset that he wanted to climb the wall, and Yoav beat him to it. So Hashem saw his pain and he allowed the wall to sink. The wall sank and David was able to easily ascend the wall. There are two ways to climb over a wall. Either you jump over the wall or you lower the wall. So Yoav, the way he came over the wall was jumping over the wall. He used a catapult. He took a tree and through the tree he was able to catapult himself. But really David was trying to do that. But Yoav beat him to it. So David now, Hashem saw his pain, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Yoav.
Because you see, it's like a contest.
Whoever can get us, who's the one who made this contest? Who's the one who made the contest? David or someone else? I thought David's the Melech. Yoav is David's general.
We're missing context.
Right, we're missing context here. Right, so okay, so right now, we'll believe later, we'll come back to this. Let's believe this for the cipher right now. Tzurufa, Berura, what does it mean? So it means with clarity, Mavtiach Va'oseh. Tzurufa means clarity, Mavtiach Va'oseh. David, HaMelech, the words of Hashem, promise and produce results. Let's look at Ois Hey in the Sif Seh Zekanim. Tserufa, Perish Rashi Zal, Berura, Mavtiach Va'oseh Ad Kan L'shonu, V'chein Perish Rashi, B'Shmuel, T'Koshel L'Rashi, Mila Tserufa, Koy Al HaTorah. This is what we started discussing in the beginning of the show with Rav Kalman. Is this expression going on Hashem, or is this expression going on the Torah? It says here, Imras Hashem, the words of Hashem, Tzirufa. What does this refer to? So Rashi says, Birura, Maftiach Vo'isev, and the Siv says, the Zekanim is coming to explain that what Rashi is, the word Tzirufa would appear to go back on the Torah. It's Losh Nekeva, like Torah. Uritzoynel Uritzufa, Koyala Torah, Uritzoynel Marimus Hashem, Torah Spiv, Kipeiru Shatagim, Yenison Zasal, Imkein Ma Inyin Ze, Limogain, Lulu Chola Chaisin Boy. We have a contradiction. If we're going to say Imras Hashem Tzirufa means the words of Hashem, the Torah HaKadosha is pure,
refined,
that's feminine, then how does that fit with the next words of the Pasuk Magen Hu L'chol HaChosim, but that is in the masculine, that refers to Hashem, not to the Torah. Rashi is coming to answer the contradiction in the Pasuk. Is it referring to the Torah or is it referring to Hashem? The Mesek Vitzachus Lishonai in the sweetness and the clarity of his words. Tzerufa Berura Maftiach Ve'oise. What does that mean?
This phrase has many sides to it. I mean, you could say that the words of Torah are refined. Or you could say that the words of Torah refine the person.
Okay, let's see. Okay, very good. Let's see what he says over here. So tshuva berudu maftiach v'yosav yim toimar af l'peirushoi namikosha. My magi nu l'cholosim. What are we accomplishing over here? What's the difference by saying over here that it's maftiach v'yosav? The words of the Torah promise and produce results. So what? It's still referring to the Torah. So what have we gained? My magi nu l'cholosim boi. The mashma afilu shaloi hifticham rak shachosim boi.
It says the funeral will be Sunday. All right. Sunday.
By night or by day?
The day. He says
Sunday.
The funeral will be held on Sunday.
Okay. The Yesh Loimar, the Rashi Zal Mefaresh, Shira Imras Hashem Tzirufa, Ritzayna Loimar, Berura Maftiach Va'oisem, the words of Hashem are Tzirufa, Ritzayna Loimar, Berura, clear, Maftiach Va'oisem, they promise the words of Hashem. So he's saying over the words, let's see, the Mefarish Apostle Biatzmai, Magi L'Cholosomo, the Mashma Afilu Shaloi Hifticham, even if he did not promise them anything, I don't know what I'm saying over here, I'm not getting anything by understanding what he's saying over here. So let's put this aside for the moment. Let's try to get some more clarity, but look over here let's take a look over here at the Lukut Eshas for the moment. Let's jump down to some Medrash, because a lot of the Mefarshim they draw from the Medrash. Let's go to page 155 on the bottom. Lekut Yishas u'Medrash Yatanoim. Imar Sashem Tzirufa. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Yonasan Rami. He posed his stira. Ksiv it says, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Leif. Ksiv it says, Imar Sashem Tzirufa. Mashma Shatara Miyaseres. The word Tzirufa, here we have already new insight into what's going on here. The word tzuruf has a connotation of fire, has a connotation of pain. In order to refine silver, you must put the silver burn out the impurities. Burning out the impurities involves pain. involves tsar. So the word tsurufa means of a person, the words of Hashem bring about a, there's a reality, no pain, no gain. There's going to be some refinement. On the other hand, it says, Pikude Hashem Yesharim Misamcheleif. The words of Hashem bring joy. So we have a contradiction. Are the words of Hashem joyous, or are the words of Hashem a tool which it produces very good results, but the process involves much tzar? It's a very powerful question. Imra Hashem, we always familiar. Pikude Hashem Yesharim Misamcheleif. You learn a daf gemara, simcha. Mitzad sheni, it says that imras Hashem tsurufa. The words of Hashem are refined. And we got a little bit of a glimpse from the Sifsei Zikanim, which means that through the words of Hashem, a person's neshama becomes refined and purified. But that metaphor is a metaphor which evokes a feeling, a knowledge of pain, of becoming refined and purified. The person has to suffer. There's a refinement process in order to, everyone knows, anything you want to do. You want to get your body in good shape, go on a diet. It's not fun to go on a diet. It's very painful to train yourself how to control yourself.
You have to burn all the calories.
Get up early every single morning to go to get into a mode of willing to suffer the pain of removing yourself from your sweet slumber. It's painful. So what is it? Is it the Torah brings simcha, or is it that Torah is a tool which brings the ultimate result of refinement, but it only comes through suffering? How do we reconcile this contradiction? So he answers, the Chazal answer, Zocha misamachtoi. Loi zocha tsoiraftan. What does that mean? If a person merits, the words of the Torah give him joy. If he does not merit, the words of the Torah tsoiraftoi bring, he will achieve that result, it seems, but only through pain. If he's zoiche, how are you zoiche? If you're learning the words of Hashem, why is it that you need a zochus? Are the words of Hashem words which you're able, yezoiche or yenatzach? What does that mean exactly? I don't know, he's not really explaining. Reish Lakish amar, neguvi likor nafka, zocha, if you merit, tsoi raftoi lechayim. Loi zocha, tsoi raftoi lemisa. I don't know what this means. These are ideas which maybe the more we learn over here, some of the first, maybe will come together. Let's read another chazal. Vayal ashanoi ki esh nakivshon. It says by Matan Torah, the ash, the fire, the smoke went up the shrine like the eshen hakivshon. Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzak Levrachi, once told me this pasuk. I once asked him about Zecher and Zecher. I just wanted to hear from him because he is a world was a world-renowned expert in Diktuk. He knew Diktuk like no one else, Rabbi Belsky. And so I wanted to hear what he had to say about Zecher and Zecher. So he said to me, he said he quoted this pasuk. He said to me that people say that it's really Zecher. People say it's only Zecher. So he said, Rabbi Cohn, I know this is a sensitive issue. Harav, Dr. Colonel Cohn, do you hear us?
Rabbi, Dr.
Colonel Cohn Shlita, we had the zuchus yesterday of meeting your son, Michael, together with Mayor. We saw him yesterday. We wished him a personal mazel tov. And I know that Harav, I'll say what you said over the moment, that you are certain that in all of the kisrei yad of Nach, it says zecher,
right,
not zecher Amalek. So I mentioned this to Rabelski, and he said, I think he said to me that the Olam says that it has to be zecher, but he feels it's not necessarily true, and he says, look at the word ke'eshen hakifshon. He quoted this as a raya, and I don't understand what he said. Some very complicated things, which I don't understand. Ke'eshen, like the eshen of kivshon. He held that the eshen is an adjective, just like zecher amolek. The kivshon is a noun, correct? Kivshon is a kiln. What is a amolek is a noun. It's a nation.
And Zecher is the remembrance of. Kivshon, Eshen, is the smoke that comes out of the furnace. It's not the same. Are you
it
right?
It's
not
all the same.
What?
It's not. Why? It's not a fair comparison.
Right. Why not?
Because it's from Oshen, which the vowels are not at all like Zecher. And besides, you might say Ashan.
Oshen, why? Oshen. How do you say? How do you say Oshen?
Words trying to say it's Ashen.
Oshen. Oshen. How do you say the word Oshen? In its purest form, Oshan. How do you say? How do you say remembrance in its purest form? Zohar. That's a male.
It's
a male.
Zecher.
Zecher. Okay. He quoted me this pasuk, and he said some complicated things, and he says you see the same way in this pasuk. It's ke'eshen akivshan. It's not ke'eshen. Ke'eshen akivshan. It's ke'eshen. Why isn't it ke'eshen akivshan?
No, is he trying to say it's like when you're having the chumash segale and segale? I mean, you know, things like that. No, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, the trump makes the makes
maybe
the vowel.
Above my pay grade, but I don't get it.
I don't okay.
Just read it.
Rabbi.
All Kitz Miyadin and all printed editions have Zeha Amolek. With a munach under it.
Sir, let me elaborate what you said. I told this over to a few people, experts, and they were very intrigued with what you said. Is that the only time you have this form of zecher is with there's a trop, there's a tameh hamikra.
Right.
If it would have been the equivalent of if it would have been zecher, if you compare it to all of the usages of this type of form in Tanakh, then there would not be a trump on the word. It would not be a munach. It would be connected to the next word.
With a
makaf. It would be connected. The fact that this word gets its own trump, it is unprecedented, is a clear indication that it's zeicher. Because if you study all the expressions in the entire Tanakh, of this type of grammatical expression of two words, if it would be zecher, then the rules would teach us that there would be a makof and it would not have trop at all. The fact that it does have a munach underneath, that is a proof positive, 100% bulletproof. And in addition, all of the kisvei yadin have a zecher. Okay, let's go further. Let's move ahead. Zochan. So there he says over here. Just like the kivshon, just like this kivshon, it's boidik es hachavios mehen yoytzois liyayin umehen yoytzois l'shemen umehen yoytzois charuzois. Karuzos means shattered, I think. It goes into the garbage. Yeah. Is that what it means?
I think
it goes into the garbage, like shavarim. You go to the matzah factory, not all matzahs come out shulling. Some matzahs go into the box, and some don't. Some don't make it into the box. Karuzos, kach divrei Torah, boitkin, es b'nei Adam, v'cheinu oimer, imras Hashem tzerufa, halloy nitna mitzvahs elo litzreif mochem es habriyos. Okay, let's explain, let's elaborate upon this. There's a very, very deep, beautiful, powerful idea from the Mechilta Drashvi. He's saying like this, a kivshon, a furnace, you take the, you ever do pottery? When I was a little kid, the lower east side, went to the edges. Everything you do in life really lives on with you. They taught us how to make pottery. We went on Sunday to the Education Alliance.
Sunday? For
a Sunday, yeah.
On Friday?
No, Sunday.
I used to go Friday.
No, we had Sunday afternoon. Our parents wanted to get rid of us.
Oh, we had
to. We shouldn't go climb the walls. So it cost a lot of money. It was very expensive. Good parents. They sent us to the Education Alliance for extracurricular activities. And in that building there, they had a kiln. They had one of these things that you make pottery. And they take this mud and we would mold it in a shape, and they put it on this machine and it would spin, and I'm sure you've all seen this on television, you probably did it yourself once upon a time, and your hands get all muddy,
yeah.
And you shape it into a certain whatever shape they tell you to shape it in, and then you put it in the oven. You put it in the oven and you turn on the oven. When you turn on the oven, that is the test. The test is how well did you knead the raw materials? How well did you shape it? Because when you put that mold, that clay that you have molded and mixed with your own bare hands, if you did not do a good job, then when you put it in the oven and it comes out, there's going to be a hole. There's going to be a crack. It's not going to be perfectly shaped. And if there's a crack, you can no longer use it for liquids. It's going to drip. And if, but you can still use it for solids. But different types of solids. Let's if it's too thin, it's not going to be able to hold the weight of oil. If it's not even strong enough, you can't even hold fruit. It's going to crack. So it turns out when you put the clay into the oven, you can put in 50 pieces of clay which look identical to the naked eye. You have it in front of you, 50 students who have taken clay, have molded the clay with their own bare hands, have spent time and effort and toil to shape this clay, to mix it and to shape it, and to the naked eye, they look exactly the same. 50 different molds, 50 different raw objects, raw material. Which one of these 50 will be fit to store yayin? Which one will be fit to store oil? Which one will be fit to store water? Which one will be fit to store fruit? The test is the kiln, the furnace. Because the furnace is going to apply the heat, and the heat will test. It will test the labor of those who have fashioned this world. It's an incredible muscle. Every single person in this world is taking clay and water and clay, raw material, and making something out of his body. You're making something out of your life. And when you go look at people, everyone looks the same. What's the test? What is the test of what is the product? Are you a product that can store water, can store oil, wine, dry goods, or worthless? The second you put something into it, it crumbles. You can't tell from looking at the raw material. The test is the kiln. The kiln will direct its heat, its fire into the raw material, will harden it. And if there's an imperfection in the fashioning of the raw material, it's going to crack. There's going to be a hole. There's going to be a crack. And it's not going to fit. It's not going to be fit for something else. That is the mashal. What is the lean? What do we take out of this? What we take out of it is that every single person in this world, you're preparing the raw material. And when Hashem brings upon a person the Shechina, the Imras Hashem, the Torah HaKadosha, it's testing you. It's coming, it's the equivalent to the kiln. Are you deserving? Are you prepared to be mekabel the Pnei HaShechina? A person uses his body for averos. There are flaws in the raw material. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come in the time of Mashiach and reveal himself, be megala himself, and present a shefa of kedusha, if there are flaws in the raw material, the body's going to crack. It's not going to be eligible to be a receptacle for Hashem's divine presence. But if the raw material has been well kneaded, crafted, shaped, and molded, then when Hashem will bestow his radiance, which is the equivalent of the heat of the kiln, then the utensil will be a beautiful and fitting receptacle to contain the Shechina, the divine presence.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
That's the very powerful one over here. Vayal Ashanoi by Matan Torah, the Oshan, the smoke went up, ki eshen hakivshan, like the smoke of a furnace, a kiln. What in the world is this all that Hashem is giving the Torah? What is this all about? Ma kivshon ze boideik es hachavios, barrels. Barrels come from raw material, from clay that has to be kneaded and molded, and not every single batter
of clay is done well, is properly prepared, mehen yoytzos liayin, umehen yoytzos l'shemen, umehen yoytzos charuzos, some of them become shattered, they're fit, very similar to what goes on in the matzah baking factory. You go to the matzah baking factory, you have all these people working by the table, l'shei mitzvah matzah, and then they finally go down the assembly line, and they put the matzah into the oven, they look the same, and yet we know that not everyone makes it. Not every matzah comes out so ay. Some of them are broken, some of them have big cracks in the middle, some of this. The fire of the oven, it tests your effort. All these guys are sitting there and rolling the dough. Who's really rolling it? And who's a faker? Who's just, you know, just doing it, just going through the motions? Who's really getting involved? That is what life is all about. Our bodies, every single day in this world, we are preparing our bodies, even our neshamas, for the ultimate zman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing upon us Ruach HaKodesh. And if we're not going to prepare, even though everyone looks the same, not everyone is the same. And when the time comes, Hashem is Megala himself, there are going to be people that are going to be eligible to be receptacles for the equivalent in the world of Ruchnis of Yayin, and there are people that are going to be eligible to be recipients of Shemen, and others eligible to be recipients of other things. And Rachman al-Islam, there are people that are not going to be eligible for anything. Ma kiv shon zeh bodikas achavios mechen yoytos l'yan, mechen yoytos l'shemen, mechen yoytos charuzois. Kach divrei Torah boitkin es b'nei Adam. V'cheinu oimer, imras Hashem tzirufa. That's what it means when it comes to Torah. Every single time a person learns Torah, it's a minor kabbalas ha-Torah. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down again. It's as if the eshen ha-kivshon is coming forth. Every single time a person learns Torah, it's a reenactment of Matan Torah with the Eshen HaKivshan. Holodin the mitzvahs elo lishrei b'chem esabuyos, the mitzvah only give to refined people. Okay, so I apologize to you for not preparing today too much. So tomorrow, we service on Sunday, Monday, we will continue. We're going to go over maybe the Rashi again to get with some clarity. And we'll take a very short break. Then we'll have a little bit of just a short share, a little bit of Shushan Purim, and a little bit of that Parsha Sav. And as we reflect upon this horrific news that really has not been. What time is Sunday? Sunday when?
I don't know, but probably I would think probably 12 o'clock.
Mitzvah Shabbos.
Yeah, so,
no. No, 12. No, 12 o'clock midday.
By then, which is
the afternoon.
No,
12 o'clock their day.
Israel time midday.
Which time by us would
be 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I have a strong feeling they're going to make it. They're going to make it even later. They're going to make it like 3 o'clock. So they can allow the people in Chutz La'aretz to participate.
5 o'clock.
Yeah. What happened?
Changing the clock. Thank you.
This is the person you want.
Let's make you get up. Change it next week.
What happened? No, it's Saturday. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but Sarah
said tomorrow night.
It was
Yaakov.
Next Friday.
Oh, all right. So maybe another show.
He said something.
This is
Yaakov.
They bought land.
They cash.
Wow, this information has not really sunk in. It's unbelievable. It's also, you know, normally, you know, people get sick. They say,
"Hell, I wrote up." What is this? They're taking pictures by Yitzchak Shlomo.
Oh, so it is by Apple.
So the guy says, "No, yeah, they did it by Rav Shach." They have pictures now of the kid standing around the body on the floor.
Yeah, it's really dark.
By Yaakov,
yeah. Okay, it's really dark anyway. It's after Yitzchak Shlomo.
What?
It's after Yitzchak Shlomo.
Yeah, but they have the pictures of the ambulance coming when they called them first. They gave them CPR. They gave CPR. There was a notice that came out to say tell him. And within 20 minutes, they said it's over. So I don't know if it happened today or happened yesterday.
I don't late anymore.
What do you mean? Happened right now. Happened half an hour ago.
Who says?
That's what they all say. They
okay,
lying?
So it happened today? Okay, for some reason.
What are we going to do?
I would like to say something.
Sure.
What we had before, the Eshen and Zecher. The only word is Zecher that has a play. Because we say Eretz Israel, we say, I wrote quite a few examples. Eretz Kanaan, Degel Yehuda, Begel HaKohen, Lechem Oli, Keren Ha'ayim, everything is E. The Eshen HaKishan. Zecher is the only one that says Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Now we're talking the Binyan de Yoma. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The only thing is Zecher. Why? I don't know. Because originally it comes from Zicharon. It's a different word.
A different word entirely.
The words are originals. Eshen Nakishan, Eshen Ashan.
Eshen by itself is is a noun. By itself is a noun. Zecher, remembering, that's not a noun. Right, is that a noun?
It's not a noun in this case. The noun is Zecher. Zecher of whom? For Amalek. Zecher, Tahabir is Tzadik. But that's the only word. I don't know why. Because I see all things. Other example, there is no dispute. The only thing. Kerem, Kerem, Lechem, Eretz. No, but unless the
Hasidim said
Eretz and
Eretz. Alright, that's not, don't bring a riot from them. That's not fair. They don't follow the rules. Yeah, I hear.
This team is playing together for 3 years, and that makes a difference. You know, I mean, they've been teammates for a long time. A lot of the schools have one and done.
Especially Kentucky. And fooled around the whole first half. And I leave.
Rabbi Eliezer. Did you come to my house yesterday?
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. I'm very sorry, Mr.
No, I know.
What time did you come?
I was late.
Also today. It was 6 sister, Mary Jean.
You came 6 o'clock? To my house?
She's 102.
Dr. Fruchter, how are you? I was going to call you yesterday.
Oh, I'm so good to see you. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it yesterday.
How are you?
Oh, you are very nice.
I told her to ask you.
Oh, she did. Yeah, about Lane. I said, listen, do what you want to do, but you know, you step on toes and you want to minute you from the place. Just know how long
they won't let you know.
Nobody else to me. I think that you should The only time I had a really change, I told somebody
to I am the one
to try it. I was
It's on a need to know basis, please.
Okay, everybody, so let's learn this for a few minutes. Let's talk about some of the inyanim of the day. Today is a day, a really dark day, unfortunately.
It's Shushan Pur.
Yeah, it's very sad. Wow, it's hard even to let it sink in. What? Hanukkah passed away.
What?
Yeah, he passed away. Hanukkah passed away.
Today?
Today, this morning. Okay, everybody, so let's learn for a few minutes. Let's discuss a couple of ideas.